Good evening, guys. Good evening. Good evening. just testing the audio because the playback is so loud in my ears. But anyway, good evening. What time is it? It's not even the evening. It's like 4 p.m. But anyway, wherever you are in the world, I want to thank you for tuning in to the podcast. I think this is only like my fifth episode, but I'm going to try, I don't know. I always say that I'm going to try to be more consistent. But you know what? I got the new MacBook Pro, and for some reason, Apple just like to remove every port on, like, the newer the device is, soon there's just going to be no ports. There's, like, no charging. It's just going to be, like, infrared or Bluetooth. So I basically, like usually just plug my mic straight into my laptop. On the old laptop, it was like that with the MacBook. So I had to order, like, some little piece for the connection. I actually don't know what I'm talking about today, but you know what? I actually kind of wanted to touch on, like, you know, a lot of people were like messaging me about my first episode, and they're like, "Oh my god, I just couldn't, you know, you're really inspiring, and the story is so inspiring." But I just don't think I could ever put myself out there like that, or like, you know, take the plunge and start my own business, or like, you know, I don't know, put myself out there and fuck that, you know, fuck that. I just kind of want to go back to the very start when I started my own business. But you know what? It's not even about like starting the business. I was kind of like, when I was younger, I just always did my own thing, like with playing the piano. I started putting up piano videos on YouTube when I was, what age was I? Must have been like 13, no joke. I was 13 on YouTube, and like initially my goal was to become a famous piano player. Sounds ridiculous, but like I was so eager to become like this huge piano player, and I just remember my brother and sister always being better than me, and then I just decided, you know, I'm just going to practice like all day, and kind of had like a knack for it. Music was always kind of in my family, and my mom's a singer, my dad plays the guitar, and I come from a musical background. My grandmother, like, her piano is the one that I learned to play on. But yeah, like when I was 12 or 13, I just decided to start recording myself, and I was like, all right, I'm going to set this goal. I'm just going to make like a Twitter account, an Instagram, and a Facebook, and start like reaching out to these like celebrities. And it was ridiculous. Like my, even like my family and my friends were like, this is a bit, like I would literally spam like Tom Cruise. I was a massive fan of Bear Grylls and like, you know, like the Graham Norton show and like Jonathan Ross and all these guys. So what I would do was I released this song, Jesus, I think I was 14. I released this song called Rippling Waters. My friends call it Nipples in Water. but I released that anyway. And I said that like I wanted to get some celebrities like to like retweet the song. And like, I don't know, but for some reason I just kind of knew I could. Like I was like, surely if I just spam them for like a month straight, they're going to reply. It was crazy. I just remember, I think I started with like Graham Norton, and he replied pretty quickly. He was like, oh, that's really good. You have a really bright future. And I got loads of followers from his page. And I was like, this is really cool. If I can do this, maybe I can reach out to someone else. And I'd been reaching out to Tom Cruise for like, no joke, like 6 months. And he replied to me and he followed me and he like posted the song on his page. And I was like, oh my fucking god. And no joke, I actually remember I had a list on my phone of people that I wanted to like retweet or mention the song, and I completely went through that entire list. Like I had like Jonathan Ross, Bear Grylls, Graham Norton, Tom Cruise, some people from like Justin Bieber's team as well were on the list as well. And I had all of them like retweet that, and I actually like the song like blew up at the time, and I was like super young. And I actually remember I was actually in my ex-girlfriend's house in Glamoir, and I get this phone call. I was only 14. I get this phone call from the owner of the Barn restaurant. It's like a really nice like gourmet restaurant here in Cork. And she's like, "Hey, Adam, I'm looking for a pianist. We heard your stuff on YouTube. You know, would you come down and do a trial?" And I go down. I'm literally tiny on the piano. Like, I was like, this is really weird at this fancy restaurant. So I got like a suit, and like I literally looked like Tin Man. Like, I was there wearing like a silver, like bright suit going in. And I just remember getting that job like every weekend, then playing for like, I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 years. And somewhere in there, I don't know, I remember I was around 17. It was not that I lost the love for like playing the piano or anything. It was just that I kind of wanted to do something else. Like, I'm kind of a person that will like take up a hobby or like get interested in one specific thing and then do it until I literally like perfect it, and then I like move on to something else. I've just always been like that. Like, with music, I like started with like drums and then the guitar and then the piano, and I've played every single sport under the sun, like soccer, basketball, like I did boxing and just all of these different hobbies. And I just, you know, I do it to like a certain level, and then I'm like, all right, next. And I just remember, I don't know, I always had that mindset though when I was young, like, I want to set a goal and I know I can achieve it. I don't know, maybe that comes, like, my mom is like a business and life coach, and she's always like drilled positivity into me. So I've always like had that like see, believe, achieve kind of mindset, you know, throughout my life. So yeah, I just remember really early on then, like, I was always a bit of a messer. Like, I'd be running like kind of parties in my house with all of my close friends, and like, I'd send out like an invite. I remember on Facebook, like making event pages for like my parties in my house. And 1 second there. Oh my God, I just spilled coffee all over my notepad, lads. That's kind of my phone as well. Anywho. Yeah, I used to like organize these parties in my house, and I don't know, I just kept like, they kept getting bigger and bigger. And I remember 1 year I like designed the beer bottles, like I had my name on them and just like all the branding and everything. I just got really like weirdly interested in like throwing parties in my house, you know. And I just remember 1 year my brother said to me, "Why don't you like just like try?" I actually, just thinking back on that moment, that's really weird that I actually went and I did that, but I'm very thankful that I did. It's like, why don't you just like rent out like a place or something and just like try to run a party? And back then, no one had been doing this for this like age group. Like, I was just like, all right, I'll rent out like a hotel hall, like, you know, somewhere that can hold like a few, I don't know, like 500 to 800, maybe 1,000 people. And Jesus, kind of looking back, I was so young. I was like 16, 17, kind of doing this. And I just remember, okay, I messaged my brother. I was like, "Will you help me out with a logo? I want to call the company Pineapple Entertainment." And, you know, I was like looking at Steve Jobs and all this kind of stuff about branding. So yeah, I call up Pineapple Entertainment and I put up the page, and for some reason just no one supported it. Like, everyone was just like, "Fuck this guy trying to run a party." And I kind of noticed that there was nowhere running any like over 18s parties. It was like 21, 22, 23. So yeah, we do that event. I kind of talked about this in the first podcast, but I just wanted to touch on this. So I do that event, and then I'm kind of like, okay, this is like a really viable business plan. Let's scale this. And fast forward anyway, been doing this for years. You know, we've had our failures. We've had our successes. And I just remember, so I'm doing this course at the moment. There's like an SBA sheet, like see, believe, achieve. And it's like, what's like one moment where you like truly felt successful? And I kind of always think back of, I remember being in my aunt's house in Dublin, and I was transferred something like, do you know what? I don't really want to say the amount. I was transferred a lot of money into my account from several jobs, not just the events, from several things that I had been doing. Yeah, it was a substantial amount of money, and I remember only just being 20 at the time, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, what is going on? But it just kind of showed me that, you know, putting my fucking, you know, keeping my head down, just working hard, and you know, you can honestly achieve fucking anything. And I remember actually I said to my mom, yeah, we're just going to go to New York. And I took my mom, I paid for the flights, paid for the hotel, I gave her like spending money. We went to New York City, and that for me was like crazy, because I mean, I don't come from like a rich family or anything like that, where they can just say, yeah, let's go to New York, let's go here in the morning, let's just do this. And I was like, you know, I was young at the time, so I was kind of like, this is like a super, like, this is a big achievement for me. And I always just think back to that moment. I actually remember I was kind of strict with I was so stupid with money for years. Like, if I was on a night out, you know, I would, oh my God, I actually remember, like on a night out, I'd spend hundreds. I'd just be buying people drinks. Like, you could walk up to me in a bar, you don't even have to speak, I'm buying you a drink. I'm too nice. I'm just like that. I'm still, you know, I've gotten a bit better, but I remember getting to New York, and like the flights and the accommodation were so expensive. So I was like, look, mom, now look, let's have $500 each for the week. Now let's just be really careful with the money. And we literally did that. So we were like being really scarce with the money, and like even in restaurants, like we'd be eating in the hotel. What the fuck was I thinking? And I just remember, like, we didn't go out much. Like, in the last night, I was like, do you know what? Fuck this. What am I, like, I've done well for myself. I'm in New York City. Like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. We're going home in like 2 days. Fuck this. So I said, fuck this. I'm literally going to get dressed up. Let's go to the sickest bar in New York City. I remember, like, me and my mom got dressed up. Like, you know, we've had a couple of cocktails. We make our way to the Sky Room Bar. Shout out to the Sky Room Bar in New York City. It's on Manhattan. And I get to the door, and the bouncer's like, nah, man, you're going to have to step up the clothing game and the shoes, you know. I think I was just wearing like jeans and a shirt, and the guy asked me to go back and get like a suit on. Like, I didn't have a suit, but I had a suit, pants, and I had these like really nice Italian loafers. Like, before, when I used to run events, like, instead of like, I don't know, going out and splashing all the fucking cash or whatever, I used to like buy myself like a suit for the event, so I'd wear it at the event. So I had this kind of like, yeah, I suppose it was a suit, so from one of the previous events. So I get that, and I'm walking down Manhattan feeling like motherfucking Jordan Belford with my mom, like fully just rocking down Manhattan, like feeling like a god, you know. And anyway, the guy lets us in, we get upstairs, rocking the mojitos, you know, like I'm pretty deep. Like, I'm about six or seven cocktails deep at this point. And I see these two, I think they were, wait, let me get this right. They were French, 100% French. Because I remember, like, I did French in school, and my mom speaks fluent French. And I think I was just like outside in the smoking room, and they caught my eye, and I was like, oh, ho, ho, ho. And I walk up to them, and back at this time, I wasn't an asshole, don't get me wrong. I was actually a really nice guy. But I had this bit of an ego trip about me, you know. I was like, oh, I have this events company, I'm literally the best thing in the world. So I walk up to these girls, and I'm just like the most, like, oh, I actually hate myself thinking back. Like, do you guys want any drinks? You know, don't worry, you know, let's just, I want to make sure, you know, you're looked after tonight, blah, blah, blah. So these two girls just like completely leech onto me, like, for the whole night. Anyway, whatever, didn't give a shit. I completely forgot about money or anything, completely for, like, my card, I think my card was like melting at that point. Yeah, I was definitely, there was some heat radiating from my credit card by about by about 11 p.m. And at this point, like, we're still in Skyroom, alright? We're still in Skyroom, and there's a couple of girls have caught wind that I'm basically funding the night out. And my mom's like, Adam, you need to stop. Like, what's going on here? I didn't give a shit. I was like, mom, this is our last night. Let's fucking do this. Let's just go for it. And yeah, so I think we're about four or five women deep here in the Sky Room. And they're like, do you want to go to a nightclub? I'm like, because like, at that point, I'm so drunk that I think Skyrim is just, that's it. Like, you know, I think it's like 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, and that's the end. I think it was only like 11. I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah, the girls are like, let's go to this really, like, cool nightclub called One Oak. It's like a really famous brand of nightclubs now. There's like, there's one in Miami, New York, like Las Vegas. So I decide I kind of want to change my clothes, you know. And the hotel or hotel room is really near. For some reason, I told all of the girls that my mom was actually my assistant, because I didn't want to be like, I'm here at my mommy. I'm here at my mom. So yeah, fucking hell, what was wrong with me? So yeah, now I'm here at my assistant slash my mom. And I think, yeah, 4 or 5 girls deep. And I'm like, can we go back to my hotel room? I just need to grab a jacket. I don't know why they all didn't wait outside. They all come inside the hotel room. I'm there with my assistant in the room. I actually change my clothes. I change into something else. And then I order us like an Uber. And then we rock up to One Oak. And none of us get in. And you won't actually believe this, but the bouncer for One Oak was actually one of the bouncers for Westlife. And he recognized that my accent was Irish. And he skipped us through the entire queue and let us in the front door. I was like, oh, yeah. So now we're in the nightclub, and I think I've picked up another 2 girls in the queue. So ridiculous. So yeah, so I'm there and I like get to the bar, and for some reason in this nightclub, like they open a tab, you know. Yeah, I get up there and the guy's like, do you want to put your card on your tab? So like, you know, you don't have to take your card out anymore. I'm like, yeah, no problem at all. My mom's face is like literally purple at this point. She's like, stop spending money. You need to calm down. I'm like thinking this is like the last night of my life. I'm just like, let's fucking go. Got like a whistle out in the dance floor. Like, you know, that fucking guy, Terry Crews from Mean Girls. Like, oh my God. So I think there's definitely like 10 or 12 of us now at this point. And I think I looked at my statement, or I looked at my like online banking. I'm like 2,000, 3,000 deep. This is not a joke, guys. I'm genuinely telling the truth here. I think I spent around 2,000 or 3,000 euro in like an hour in that nightclub. So anyway, yeah. So we're like... it's around 2 a.m. and that club like just never closes. And I'm just like, I kind of start to realize like I'm spending way too much money here. Will I maybe ask one of the girls, could they pay for the next round? Mind you, the rounds were costing like $200-$300 because we were drinking cocktails in this like really expensive nightclub. And there was like 12 of us, and there was, you know, the pack was building. My God. So after a while, I kind of, you know, I kind of nudged one of the girls. I was like, do you want to pay for the next round? And she grabbed her friend and literally looked at me and just left. She was gone. Didn't see her again. I was like, are you actually serious? So I actually decided to go. It was around 3 a.m. anyway. And for some, all of the girls came with me. I left and I had to order a minicab. And I was like, you guys hungry? No joke, I'm literally there with my mom and about 15 girls in a cab, and they're all so gorgeous. I'm like, what the hell is actually happening here? Like, do you guys want some pizza? They're like, yeah, let's get some pizza. So I go to like, what's it called? Like Papa John's or something. And I get all of us pizza. And yeah, I just remember waking up and looking at my bank statement and almost dying. You know, I'll just never forget that night. It was actually the most ridiculous night ever. And actually, the funny thing about it is one of the girls was Irish. She was a model. And was it actually, you know what? It was the next morning. We were getting on the flight. It was the next afternoon. I think it was around 2 p.m. in the day. And the girl gets on the plane and she looks at me. She's like, oh, hey, how are you? What actually? She's like, what happened last night? And I was so embarrassed because, like, I don't know who that is. Like, it was, It's just a wild story. But going back to, yeah, so we're doing this, like, that was a bit of a rant about that story. I have no idea. It was just a really funny story that I've wanted to tell. Yeah, we're kind of talking in this course about, you know, a moment that you felt successful. That wasn't when I felt successful. It was obviously, like, you know, the moment when I was able to, like, bring my mom to New York and blah, blah, blah. She didn't have to pay for anything. And I was really proud of that moment. And I was kind of just, like, looping back to, I had a lot of students and just a lot of young people message me saying, oh, you're an inspiration. And I just don't think I could ever put myself out there or do anything like that, or I'd need to go to college for years. And I'm telling you right now, right? If you want to do anything, I honestly don't care what you want to do. If you want to be an astronaut or anything, like, literally, it can be as ridiculous or as small, like, you know, society kind of pushes us to, you know, to go to school, to go to college, to get the best job, to be a lawyer, to be a doctor, X, Y, and Z. But there's a lot of people actually working in jobs that they just absolutely fucking hate. And, you know, it is a shame to see that. And, you know, if you ever feel like, you know, like a lot of people are saying they need to go to college. I didn't go to college. I didn't do very well. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't do very well in school. I am an intelligent chap, but I didn't do very well in school because I just wasn't interested. Like, when I was in school, I was interested in other things like music and, like, doing my own thing. And yeah, I actually didn't do that well in my exams or anything like that. I found it very, very hard to focus in school. I've always had a bit of an issue with focusing on one mundane task, you know. But you know, over time, I've kind of just said, fuck it, I'm only going to focus on what I'm interested in and what I want to do. So yeah, I always just kind of say to people, look, if you want to be a gardener, if you want to do anything, if you, like, literally just put your mind to it and fucking do it. This is a really short episode, but I just kind of wanted to come on here to test out my mic, to be honest with you. I'm going to be back, next week with some interviews. We've got Kian Ducrow on here sometime next week. So yeah, so definitely tune in for that. And if you want me to cover any topics, literally just message me on Instagram. It's Adam Courtney on Instagram with ADAMMCOURTNEY. All right, guys.